Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I like when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth from the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Worm from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitch Magic, rhythm in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Alrighty, it's Shelly Nunchucks and the Shelly Nunchucks Show, Sunday Ninja Sunday, woohoo! And I got a little Jackie Chan kitty and Rocky Balboa sitting beside me. Oh, good little kitties. Oh, good, 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 good. Well, it is Memorial Weekend, but remember, 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 remember why it is Memorial Weekend. I found some information, and, you know, we have to remember our service men and women and service animals. But to remember that, be truthful when you talk about Memorial Day and how it started. But first, I want to say thank you so very much to our servicemen, women, and animals. Yes, there are service animals. Thank you. I also like to post about the first Memorial Day, and this is on my Facebook page. Memorial Day was started by former slaves on May 1st, 1865 in Charleston, South Carolina, to honor 257 dead Union soldiers who had been buried in a mass grave in a Confederate prison camp. They dug up the bodies and worked for 2 weeks to give them a proper burial as gratitude for fighting for their freedom. They then held a parade of 10,000 people led by 2,800 black children where they marched, sang, and celebrated. Okay, so that's what I posted. It says, okay, this is by Abstract Cat Goldsmith, and that's what he actually wrote. Although it wasn't declared until 1866 by Andrew Jackson, and is equally beautiful and perhaps the most underappreciated gesture of the Civil War. So that's really what the first Memorial Day was really about. So I am going to post the telephone number, okay, on here. If anybody likes to call it, 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473. And I want to bring up right here the Sarah Joy Foundation. And you can actually go to this Facebook page. I'm going there, and this is something I actually promote. Okay, page info with the long description. And this is something that is part of my extended family. And you can go there and check out the Sarah Joy Foundation as a way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients to enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah last year did more traveling and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast, the list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed in four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. To raise money, we would like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. It's amazing what a day at a spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, or the flowers of spring. We will be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. So if you go to the Facebook page, it's Sarah Joy, Sarah's, Sarah, apostrophe S, Joy Foundation. Any donation will be greatly appreciated. Okay, now I do not have a scheduled guest for today, but I will be definitely having guests on here. For now, what I'm doing is reading some things from my hub pages. And this one I've written, it says, never lower your standards, never ever settle for less than you're worth. Never lower your standards. When you settle, what you get is beneath you. In this world, none of us are perfect. I'm always the first one to say, I am imperfectly perfect. We all have our flaws. We have made mistakes, but remember, your past bad mistakes are just learning experiences. And if you do have a learning experience, just remember to never do it again. I learned never to settle, and it has brought grand happiness in my life. I once settled, and it was the biggest mistake of my life. No woman should ever have to settle for what her self-worth is. Wait, before you make the biggest mistake of your life, well, you do learn from mistakes. I know. I repeat. But you know something? There's a big, huge world out there, and life is about discovering yourself. Follow your path. You know what your path is. It is etched into your heart and soul. There's nothing written, but you know, you must follow your path. If you don't follow your path, you will regret it for the rest of your life. You just have to take the bull by the horns and hang on to one hell of a ride. I can't tell you how to follow your path. It's just a feeling you get inside and try not to stray from it. Oh, I did a few times, but let me say, I basically have been staying on it for so many years now. I learned not to settle, and you know what? I was able to find the most brilliant people who have helped push me. That indeed is a gift from God. Let me mention one thing. I want to push what I believe in my heart about my beliefs about God, and I won't condemn someone if they believe in something different than myself. Too bad many people weren't open-minded and kind-hearted to think like this. If really you think about it, if God is supposed to create all living things, do you think God really want any of us to sit and point fingers at one another and tell people they are bad because they are different than we are? The answer is no. Basically, we should learn to coexist somehow. Maybe we could all learn from each other, and maybe that would even help to expand our paths and to grow with each other. I know not a lot of people will think like I am, but my mind was opened up so long ago, and I keep continuing to educate myself with people who the knowledge passed on to me, and then in return, I can pass it on to others. Sometimes you learn through people, not just in schools. You learn through life and real love. You can find people that are real and not fake, and believe me, you find those people that are good, your life will become golden too. And I'm just reposting stuff. Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm just checking out. What else did I want to read on here? Oh, my nose is sniffling a little too. Okay, what did I want to? Okay, where is my? Okay, let's see. Reading some more here. Bringing up my profile. Okay, I'm just posting some stuff here. Okay, pin interest. Okay, as I'm posting it on all my Pinterest, my Google, my everything here. Okay, let's see. And reading. Okay, let's see how this posts. Okay. Now here's something else. Success is for those that work for it. Success, you earned it. Success is almost totally dependent upon drive and persistence. The extra energy required to make another effort or try another approach is the secret of winning. If you work to gain success, blah, 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 blah. If you work to gain success, if you worked to gain success, you deserve it. Everyone has their own way to define their own success. In life, we can fall over and over again. If we choose to stay down, then we lose. But if we get up and rise up better than before, we already won. If you want your own success, you have to go out and get it. I know as a woman, there are, of course, faster ways and quicker ways to getting to success, and granted, not condemn those that decide to spread their legs and sleep their way to the top. That just is not how I want to rise to the top of success. In fact, it did seem like any time I was involved with someone, my path to success was interfered with, so I learned that I need to totally focus on my success, not letting anyone or anything to be an obstacle. I think it is best to say that people have told me not to worry about guys and being with someone because I need to focus on my goal more. Guess what? Time and time again, I do not listen to people who actually know way more than I did, so of course it took me a while to learn. But I have in my circle people who are with someone, and I am like, well, these people look successful in their way and have someone. Well, why not me? Of course, all these people will tell me right now, do not focus on a relationship, focus on yourself. Did I listen? No. Go ahead and laugh, because this is the honest to God truth and what happened. I kept falling. That's right. Yep, yep, yep. And I take full responsibility for that. So I started networking and such. I kept asking the universe to bring me really successful people into my life. Well, asking one thing and doing is a while another thing. It is good to have good wishes and well-intentioned, but it's what I'm doing is what really matters. Once again, maybe I could have taken the easiest way and lay on my back and just spread my legs wide open like a stick of melting butter and climbed the ladder of success that way. I think my decision to keep my legs closed like Fort Knox actually is paying off for me. Estranged and being different from the norm and deciding not to sleep my way to the top and keep really focused on what I should be focused on has helped me to be grounded. I say my own thoughts, but a lot of status from single people saying how they wish they had a good person in their life. I think when people are really too focused on having someone in their life, that is going to take the focus you need to follow through what is important to what you want to achieve in your life. When you stand strong and stand on your own, there are no arguments over anything you're doing, and you have the freedom to keep working on your goals to become successful. I think sometimes when you want to be successful, having someone in your life might cloud your mind decisions for your business because a significant other doesn't have the same mindset as you might start getting in your way of what your goals are. Not saying that this always happens. Once again, I see very successful people who are couples, both for what they are doing in their lives. They actually blend together, and I think that is truly wonderful. I think for myself, a relationship will happen after with my success because it will be someone that will harmonize with me in my life and understand what I'm all about. But getting back to what I want to achieve in my success, well, I have an opportunity to do something. The reason why is not because of luck, but because I really did put time and effort into making things happen. I'm happy that people who already are successful have welcomed me on board and launched something that is going to be a much bigger step of something I was already doing anyway. I think also I had really gotten to a point and sat and thought I do not want to be stuck in society jail and be like a drained zombie drone going to a job that I hate just to make money will age me a lot faster and just make me sick. I'm at a point in my life, I do not care what anyone says or thinks because I have people in my life that believe in me so much to launch something in 2015. I know it does take work, but because I have the experience in doing the thing I already did, I know this will be really good and success in my hands. I am happy and feel complete as a person. Anyone that does into my life will have to add to my life and not subtract from it. It is not good for someone to be negative or thinks that what I'm doing is a waste of time because that person is only adding poison because they do not have the will to continue to grow, but only to be average. I'm sorry, I've never been an average person and never will be. I'm actually a little odd and different in my own way, and because of that, it has helped me to stand up. I'm thankful that I actually worked for something in my life, and actually I got to say what I will launch in 2015 won't be a job but a career that will not age me fast and will not make me sick. I'll be much healthier with my own success and knowing I climbed the ladder of success while actually working for it. Okay, let's see. What else? Bringing up, Okay, let's see. Profile. My hub pages. Let's see. Okay. Okay, just posting something here. Let's see. I'm posting them a couple places. Posting them a couple more here. But it shows up twice on my Facebook page, so I'm going to have to actually delete this. Let's see. Is it twice? Let me delete it because it is twice. Okay, that's twice. I'm just deleting this. Sharing links on my Facebook page, so I want to just make sure it's not twice. For some reason, it does come up like that. Okay. This one's called Avoid Negative Energy Vampires and look for positive angels. Avoid negative people, for they are the greatest destroyers of self-confidence and self-esteem. Surround yourself with people who bring out the best in you. Radiate with positive angels. Okay. I'm just bringing this up. You know, your inner core depends upon it. If you seem to feel sick around certain people all the time, it could be a warning sign. Most likely, they might be negative energy vampires. I've learned about this in my own personal life experience. I've learned to get away from the bad negative energy vampires that feed off of good energy, and usually those people are very envious of those that do have clean, good energy that radiates from themselves within. If you feel much more rested when away from certain people, that means something. People don't know how to get away from those negative sucking vampires. If they do realize, the best thing to do is to get as far away from them as possible. Sometimes a person can hide when they truly are, but still can go off a sick energy that when around other people will make those people sick around them. The best defense is to focus on your inner core and start recognizing signs. Does it seem like no matter what you do, those people will not be happy with anything good you do in your own life? Do people only seem to like anything you do, but you feel like those smiles are really just fake smiles and people are just pretending? Do people seem to try and be just too nice around only to be another way behind your back? Those are just tiny things that can be touched on. Once you start picking up more and more on things, for your own sake, run away from people like that. And if you have articles or anything that is connected with a person or persons that are energy-sucking negative vampires, burn those things and throw them away. Never, ever keep an article, clothing, a piece of jewelry that was once in your life. Get rid of those things. You may think that there were good times in your life with negative sucking energy vampires and want to keep something that reminds you of good times, but what does that do when you're sleeping, don't want any reminders of person or people that you don't want to be associated in your life? Your best bet is to cleanse yourself and don't let your spirit be burdened by the things from the past. Absorb good, golden, positive, glowing energy. Keep asking the universe to attract good, positive, influential people who help you grow. Become more positive, help you move on with your life. If people are dragging you down for any reason, don't accept things about you. It isn't because you're just being yourself. More likely, it is that person and people you once associated with because of insecurities they have within the self. This is no skin off your nose. When you start to cleanse yourself, your health will improve. I'm living proof because this is exactly what happened for me. So I continue to look for more and more influential people who will help me grow more. I don't like to feel stifled in any way, shape, or form. There's a huge world out there, and some people will never see that and will be stuck in one place. It is their own misery that will never be happy within themselves, so they will never be happy about anybody else's life. So they have the need to put others down, and they think they feel good, but it is an ongoing battle that they are dealing with so much stuck negative energy that they become socially constipated with hate, and it consumes them because that's all they will ever know about. I'm glad I don't have to live my life like that and can keep growing more. I'm thankful to get up every day and keep learning and growing. I'm thankful that I get to sit and talk to people who are successful and help others by reaching out their hands and help others to bring them up another level in their lives. I have a lot of gratitude in my life today because I've seen the light. As corny as this sounds, I seriously have seen the light and will keep growing. And we'll keep following that light, in which I know as long as I follow the light, it just stays in front of me. I can't explain in words the light, but it's like feeling and a desire to want to feel alive more and more as I get older. Maybe they're right. They say wisdom comes with age, and I don't know, maybe slowly I'm gaining a little bit of wisdom more and more as time goes on. I don't want to stop my growth and learning how to grow and keep growing. Maybe in a way, someday, I will give back and extend my hand and help others to see the positive, radiant light they can follow and help them stay on track. Well, I do know that I have been enlightened more and more, and this is something that I want to keep letting it grow and grow inside of my heart. And so who knows where my life will end up in the future. I do know that I'm indeed happy and more fulfilled in my life today than I have been in many years. I guess, like I said, as we get older, there's more wisdom we do attain, and whether it is from getting it from experience of sitting with other people who have the life experience more than us, or whether it's because we just learn. But then maybe it has to be that special glowing feeling that feels good inside that will keep us growing. Thankful to get up each and every day. Like they say, each day is a new present. I intend open one just like a kid does on Christmas Day. Okay, now to play some music. Sung Bong Choi, I'm going to actually play this song. And he was the young man who actually placed second place on Korea's Got Talent. And this is he's singing Nella Fantasia. I'll be back.
Fantasia, io vedo un mondo giusto, lì tutti vivono in pace e in onestà. Io sogno d'anime che sono sempre
my home. All I hear is blah blah, all these people talking. said. And they say that I can't. And they say that I crack. Through the lights are too much on the mountaintop. Well, you lived in the dark for so long, I'm just tan. I look better with a glow. I'm unbreakable.
I'm unbreakable.
Walking by looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant hard on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always pushing on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But to the cell, don't waste no time. Ooh, ah, ha.
Ha-hoo-ah, ha-ha-hoo-ah.
You just make me feel, feel. Ooh, ah, ha-ha-hoo-ah, ha-ha-hoo-ah.
Caterpie. One time. Yo, it's like life back in 93, sitting in place. All up in your face, yeah. Yo, Cat, so drop the beat, okay. Yo, back in 93, I was sitting in place. A young cat dude all up in your face. Rocking Patrick Ewing kicks with the joints on the sleeve. A pair of thick specs with demeanor, that's me. Now it's 2K13 and I got a little swag. Doing big things, so you know I got to brag. Got designed the suit with the Jacobs on the wrist. Below the DJ Henry band, the face tight and fixed in, yeah. You know I got it going on. Looking like a phenomenon. You say you want a fact, like I'm Dawes Effect. With a booming type beat, get you checked into the neck. Now you know, I got it all down in place. Now I just need to fill this empty space. Win around the way, girl, a down shorty girl, a girl that can make my world bigger than the world, that's word.
You are that girl I've been looking for, from all of the time. You are that girl I've been looking for, from all of the time.
And yeah, now we on the verse two. I got a wicked, wicked flow that'll make you move. It'll make you kick it, kick it, go. Time you hit the floor, it's all good in the hood, cause you know we about to blow. Now girl, you know that I got your back. Anything that's left, yo, that's wicked, wicked whack. Cause you're the one for me, the star on my team, the girl that I'm looking for, the only one for me, and that's word.
You are that girl I've been looking for.
Pleasure, my eyes get to see you. Dibble in this place, pearly whites across the face. Body straight lace, running apple bottom waist. I probably get a drink and convert. Your body's rich, but I'm trying to see what your mind's worth. Trust, love, I ain't playing games with your heart. I'm beyond the backstreets, I want to love you from the start. Want to reach new heights, the one who is possible. Redefine love to those who find it impossible. I'm trying to turn your grin into a smile. Stretch out these few steps and then stretch them to a mile. I'm talking about a dinner for two, rendezvous, top of the hub, downline view, cause baby, you a star in my eyes, I think I found the girl in my dreams, surprise, surprise.
Now let me tell you the story about this cool out cat, they call him Caterpie, the one over the track. He's a down cool brother, in town is his number, and he's just getting started, getting bread in the butter now. Shorty, if you're looking for it, you'll be down, every moment, every second, he'll be around, cause he'll always have your back, no matter the attack, cause baby, you're that girl, and you know that's a fact, and that's word.
You are
Hip-hop saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the D-R-E. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Pac and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip hop, it's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is defined, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.
Okay, and I'm back, and I'm trying to see what's another thing I wanted to read off of my page and then end the show today maybe like with a certain song here, but I'm trying to see what did I want to, let's see, I want to put this on my Pinterest, put this on here, give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, pinned it on my Pinterest board, and what I'm going to do is put it on my Facebook page. Okay, let's do this now, and sometimes it comes up twice, so I'm going to make sure that I got to, like, delete that. Okay, got that. Okay, all right, just want to read one more thing before I go. Sometimes you're going to fall first before success. You define your own success. Be your own success story. Sometimes you hit the brick wall, fall down, but rise back up. Okay. Recently, a transition happened in my life again. I felt and said to myself, here I go again. A few weeks ago, my job shut down, and it was a shock and didn't just affect me. It affected quite a few coworkers that worked with me. It's just one of those things where you think you have job security, and then all of a sudden the job's no longer there, but not anything you did. It just happens. I know many people that has happened throughout their lifetime, and it's seriously like you're running as fast as you can. Then all of a sudden you hit a brick wall, and you land smack dab on your butt. And it's like you're being stung when a job or a company shuts down, and you feel like you're in a zombie state. I actually went through a full range of emotion. I was stunned. I was shocked. I was mad. I cried and basically walked around like a zombie. But I think our human spirit can guide us even when we feel the most lost. In my own personal life, I've been lucky and blessed to have a circle of people who have already reached their own success, and they have taken time out to talk to me about their success. Nothing's being handed to me, but the people have made their own success and mark in this world. What is really good about these people? These successful people seem to be quite comfortable in which they are seriously non-judgmental towards me. They don't put me down, but offer me great, solid advice. I think if you want to become successful, basically along the way, you're going to probably fail at many things until you find that one thing that's going to work for you. I found that one thing that is working well for me, and to turn something into a business where it is something that I'm striving for, not to only just survive in this world, but to thrive. But now I know I'll be hired for a new job and keep a job, in which I'm glad with my business that I'm growing. I can say that I wasn't just handed anything, but actually worked for it. There's a good feeling to say that I worked for things in my life. In fact, I actually work for things in life. Not only is that a good feeling, but it helps to build self-esteem and helps to live with honor. When building something from the ground up, it's a nice feeling to say that I'm doing this and I'm very pleased about it. I do have to thank a lot of people that have taken the time to talk to me because I wish to be just like these successful people. I love the attitude of these successful people because they're very comfortable with themselves and this is very freeing about themselves. I think because I keep asking the universe to have successful people come into my life, maybe that is something I need to keep asking. I think this is how I need to keep changing my thinking. I cannot let others' unhappiness bring me down because they do not like that I like what I'm doing with my life. I know that people get unhappy because they regret that they stopped taking chances in life, so they must feel unhappy with the risk takers in life who advance and become successful. I just decided I got to keep going and not be one of those people who will stop taking chances. Sometimes I think people's heart dies a little bit inside because they probably feel it's too late for them and they cannot handle when people are doing well and reach success. The best thing I learned in life is that people are indeed jealous of my progress, in which I've been networking like crazy with people on the phone this week, and I pay them no mind, so I will keep going. I learned that successful people pay no attention to small-minded people, and that is why they become successful. Mm-hmm. They keep going and let nothing stop them. People who are successful follow their own rules and make up the rules as they go. I think it's good to make your own rules up, and that helps you to stand out. I think when there are people willing to share the stories with you, it helps a lot. I think for my own success, it just takes work and keep working and not giving up. Once again, we can hit that brick wall, and yeah, it hurts. So we fall down, we fail. That's probably a good thing. The reason why I think it's good is because that the good things in my life that happens for us make us cherish those good things even more so. We can look to others and their success, but when it comes down to it, we are the ones that will make our own success a success story for ourselves. As human beings, we make mistakes. So it helps us to learn and grow. Maybe it's better to keep growing and learning because then that will help us to feel alive. I cannot tell people how to follow their way. It is just I know what works for myself. I hope others will continue to follow a path on their own success and make their own success story. Sometimes we just have to do things on our own because that makes us stronger. And know that we have to, we can survive on our own. We can also see when the chips are down, we find out who are the real people that are also still there for us. I learned all about that. I'm glad I did because I know that those that weren't around for me at certain times in my life, when I hit the brick wall and fell, I certainly will not want them there when I have my own success and success story. All right, let's see. I'm going to post. Let's see. Okay, let's see. I'm just trying to... Let's see. I'm trying to post. Okay, where is Angelo's? Okay, I'm going to end the show. Okay. All right. Just give me 1 second. Okay, time is typing. Ending today's show with former Menudo member song, and he is all grown up now. Delusions of Grandeur. Let's try. I'm typing with one hand. Leave me alone. Delusions Grandeur. And he will be a guest on my show. So, everyone, I want to thank you so much for listening. And this song is actually about for the dreamers and the people who think that, you know, laugh at people's dreams, but the dreamers keep going with their dreams and never mind the naysayers. So thank you, everyone, for supporting the Shelly Nunchuck Show on Ninja Sunday, and everybody enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Delusions of Grandeur.